This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Jacob, J-A-C-O-B, Olson, O-L-S-O-N, date of birth 11-3 of 1992. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Olson with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, and history of kidney transplant. His last visit was December 5th of 2023. He has gained 35 pounds over the last 6 months, and he is trying to restrict caloric intake in order to limit the weight gain and actually lose some weight. He does work in an unair-conditioned fruit stand, and so he tends to perspire a lot. Lately, he's been drinking extra water to help replenish the fluids that he loses. He's feeling well. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. It does concentrate when he gets dehydrated, and when he drinks water, it tends to get light yellow, he has adequate amounts of urine output. And minimal edema that is stable of the lower extremities. It's chronic edema. Medications. Recently, he's been having difficulty with his benazepril. It's 10 milligram once a day. Generally, blood pressure will be 140 to 150 over 80. If he takes 10 milligram of benazepril, he gets dizzy and weak, and he's almost passed out a few times. And then when he checks blood pressure, it's close to 100 over 50. And so he's wondering if we can decrease the dose slightly to see if that he can take that regularly without becoming very symptomatic with hypotension. He's also on Myfortec, and that's unchanged. He's on iron daily. Lasix is 40 milligram daily. Pravacol daily. Multivitamin. And the B like boy, E-L-A-T like Tom, A-C-E-P-T. It's 5 milligram per kilogram every 28-day infusions. Physical exam. Weight, 350 pounds. Pulse is 78. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. His transplanted kidney is on the right side. It is non-tender, and he has 2-plus edema of the lower extremities. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done July 3rd of 2024. And creatinine was improved. It's 1.65 with estimated GFR of 57. Albumin 3.9, calcium 9.7, sodium 136, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 28, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin is 15.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. We're going to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension with symptomatic hypotension. So we're going to decrease his benazepril from 10 milligram daily to 5 milligram daily. He will try to cut those in half. If he's unable to do that without very accurately, we can call in a lower dose of the 5 milligram once daily. And all the other routine medications will be continued. And history of kidney transplant that is stable. He will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.